It's crunch time for state lawmakers who must consider whether to pass their new congressional redistricting plan and put it before voters in May. It's been revised to encourage Democrats to buy into it, but those changes haven't been enough for them or for citizens groups that plan to put a different redistricting issue before voters this fall. The battle has been heated at times. For some people, the very mention of the word redistricting makes their eyes glaze over. But because of its powerful effects of how maps of congressional districts are drawn, the issue has always been contentious at the Statehouse, since state lawmakers draw that map. The current one has been widely criticized as among the most gerrymandered in the country. The Republican-dominated Senate committee listened as Mia Lewis, a citizen who's been working with progressive-leaning groups that want to put an issue to change the map-drawing process on the fall ballot, explained her proposal.
There are ways of drawing lines that bring us closer to what is representational fairness.
And at times, it's been testy. She's been interrupted a few times by Republican Senator Bill Coley, the head of the committee.
I heard it. Ma'am. Let me ask you a question. You respond to my question. It's the way the system works really well.
And again, a little later.
You can't right now. I want to stop right there.
Then Democratic Senator Joe Schiavone stepped in.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a point of order?
No, you can't right now.
A minute later, Schiavone unleashed his frustration.
Mr. Chairman, you know, you talked about, you're over here saying, this is how this works, this is how this works, and then you're yelling at the witness, and then you're laughing at the witness. This is not how this is supposed to work. That is not how this is supposed to work. They're allowed to clap if they'd like.
No, they're not.
I mean,
Senator Schiavone,
this is ridiculous the way that you treated
Senator Schiavone. I understand you. If you were chairman, you may handle things differently, and I respect that.
Wouldn't laugh or yell at people.
Afterward, I spoke to Lewis.
I feel a little shaken up.
Lewis says it was her first time testifying in front of Coley in this panel. Later, after the committee recessed, Coley came back in the hearing room, sat down, and talked to Lewis about the proposal. The tension around this issue has been rising, and the sponsor of this redistricting plan being considered by the committee says it's because lawmakers know they need to do something with it now.
Oftentimes people don't make decisions, usually don't make decisions, that are difficult until they have to.
And Senator Matt Huffman says they have to right now. February 7th is the last day to put an issue on the May ballot, and this proposal must pass the House and Senate before then. And in Huffman's mind, it's May or never because he doesn't see the lawmakers' plan trying to compete with the citizens' group's plan on the November ballot.
I think it's difficult for the public to digest.
Huffman says he wants a bipartisan agreement on one proposal. And while he's made what he considers significant changes to the legislative proposal to make it more palatable to the Democrats and citizens group, it hasn't been enough to convince them to get on board. But he says the two sides are continuing to talk. Still, Catherine Tercer with Common Cause Ohio says the changes that have been made are cosmetic and that there's a major sticking point that's non-negotiable as far as she's concerned.
His proposal does not have a rule prohibiting gerrymandering.
And for Heather Taylor Measley of the Ohio Environmental Council, another group that's pushing for the citizen-led effort, ending gerrymandering and keeping communities together are deal makers or deal breakers.
That is the deal that we can cut. That's the deal that we want. That's the deal that we will show up for ever to get, because we believe that when voters are empowered, that we will get the kind of representation that we need.
The citizens groups say they already have 2/3 of the signatures needed to put the issue on the ballot in November, the same ballot on which voters will be deciding key state officers, including governor. And redistricting could become the political football many candidates wish wasn't part of the fall lineup. Joe Ingles, at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.